Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. You know, when you're a veteran of something, you have a tendency to complain about stuff, right? You do. And open grumblings, when you've been successful, people nod their head and say, attaboy, attaboy. But I don't know if that necessarily means you're going to get the most out of somebody. Get to that in a second. First, check out the latest lines from World of Sports, BetRivers Sportsbook. BetRivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21. Present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Aaron Rodgers said this about some of his young wide receivers.
The young guys, you know, they got to, especially young receivers, we got to be way more consistent. You know, a lot of drops, a lot of bad route decisions, run the wrong route. So we gotta get better in that area.
It's coming up. Yeah, it's coming up. It really is. We're going to play our best guys, you know, when the season starts. And whoever those guys are going to get the reps. And it's the guys I trust the most and the guys that the coaching staff trust the most. And a lot of it is just the simple responsibility in the offense. Way before, you know, body positioning and movement and the throw and all that stuff, it's are you in the right spot at the right time? You know, are you running the right route?
It's interesting. I don't think he said anything that was that damning or alarming. Do I think he could have been more supportive and energetic and showed a little bit more belief? Yeah. I definitely think you could have. Hey, those young guys, they're great. You know, you guys may see a drop here or there. But the truth is they're really getting good. They're really getting better. I would have preferred that, even if I do understand you've been doing it a long time. Your expectations are, these guys are going to get better. We're going to play real games soon. And I don't know who I'm definitely not playing those guys. They're not ready. Jay Stu, when you hear his critique in the way in which he critiques him, what do you think?
At first, it was like I kind of thought about all those other things, right? Like if he doesn't take the money that he did, there might be money to spend. If he worked out with them and the involuntary workouts that he got a lot of crap for, that's another thing. And, you know, Davante Adams, him leaving, I think had a lot to do with just kind of Aaron Rodgers, like, indecision on how long he wanted to play. So it's like, my first thought is that Aaron has a lot to do with the receiving core that he has right now, just his decisions and him taking the money. But then I'm thinking, I think this is a real pointed, effective way to communicate to young receivers. You know, saying it to them, you know, after a play is one thing, but calling them out in this fashion, I think, is kind of a cool play. Because those guys will read it or most likely hear it, and it might put them in their place. So I guess the long answer to the question is, I thought it was kind of cool that he called him out.
Ramos, what do you think?
Didn't he call out his players before this? This isn't the first time he's called out players,
right? Yeah,
it was
a couple years ago he did the same thing.
Yeah, just simply, yeah, it's par for the course, I think. I do think it's good to call out people when you're supposedly the leader of the team and the guy that everybody looks up to, because you do need to set your standards of what needs to be done. And these guys need to know that it takes a lot of high play to play on the same field as Aaron Rodgers.
I think that what you get is, I think he did call some guys out there. I don't mind it. I think most athletes, they've been raised in a culture in which they've been called out. But I will say there is a younger part of not just society, but of sports, who they're not used to that. You know, they love this expression of, oh, I'm not calling you out, I'm calling you up. And Aaron Rodgers clearly is not calling anybody up. He's calling them out. Like, hey, you want to be the one who plays? You want to get the ball thrown to you? You got to know where you're supposed to go, and then you got to catch the ball when it's thrown to you. You haven't done either. So I do think there's a little bit of the new way and the old way meeting at the midway. Ah, so I did there at the midway.
Hey,
Fenley, when you hear this, what do you think?
It reminds me of Mike Leach in college football. Like, that guy, I mean, I used to work in Spokane, Doug, and covering him when he was at Washington State, and he was never bashful about putting players on blast. And I think, for the most part, they generally respected that out of them because he had a certain standard and he wasn't playing funny business. He was straight up with people. I think that there's this lack of telling people transparently in their face, like, what they need to do. Everybody's kind of going behind people's backs and communication is getting broken. I think what this should do is just breed another level of respect that the players have in him. And like you said, guys, there's a level that needs to be reached, and I'm going to just call it out as it is. I love that, and I just wish more people outside of sports and in life were more transparent and more forward thinking in just the way in which they communicate with others.
I'm with you, but the reality of it is most people don't want to be told the truth.
That is true too.
Right? It's like they can't, and some of the truth and how you tell the truth, it's the bedside manner of how you relate it. But a lot of people don't actually want that. They don't actually want negative feedback. They don't want to be helped. What people want when they say they want feedback is they want somebody really important who's really well-respected to tell them they're awesome at what they're doing. Don't change a thing, right? That's what most people want. Like Jay Stu, you've been doing this a long time. Obviously, the roles have been different, you know, from producing Jim Rome to producing Fox TV shows to producing very talented and well-regarded local shows to producing this show. But the jobs are always different. Like, do you want somebody coming in and critiquing you? Like, yeah, Jason, that tease you wrote, Doug, last second, not good enough. Like, hey, well, guess what? I was on the phone with the guest, okay? He wasn't supposed to go to break right then. I had to worry about making sure we had the sound and what the tease should be, And sorry if I, and he can say a tease without me having to write a tease on screen, right? Like all these things. Like, Jace, you've been doing this a long time. Do you really want somebody's feedback?
I mean, it's always a bit of a blow to the ego, but you always have to consider the source. Who's it coming from and the way they say it, right? So if it's somebody that I have a lot of respect for and they...
Who do you have a lot of respect
for? And they're constructive in what they tell me. I mean, if Shapiro walked in right now and said, I hated the way you opened the hour today, I kind of have to take that for what it's worth. He's a boss and he's been in this a long time.
And he's a former producer in his own right.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I think in this particular instance... Aaron Rodgers has a lot of clout. He's the guy around there. And I think that the receivers can only take this as constructive. But, yeah, you never know how a young player is going to react.
See, I actually think, and I'm like thinking as I go here. Look, I do think that Aaron not being around there 24/7 does hurt. And it may not be that he needs to know where they're supposed to be and they need to know where he's going to be. But a little bit of it is, look, a lot of these guys grew up watching Aaron Rodgers, right? And they've seen all Devontae's catches, all the success that he's had, and you're a little in awe of it. So, I'm again, and that's not the reason that guys aren't where they're supposed to be or why they're dropping the ball, but I'm sure it makes it a little trickier, is that they're trying to not just get used to the fact they're catching balls from anybody, but you're catching balls from Aaron Rodgers, who is, you know, think about the guys that play with Tom Brady. Like, Tom Brady doesn't have young guys in there. Why? One, because he don't trust young guys. But two, young guys, a little bit too in awe of all the things he can do. Yes, John Ramos.
Doug, when you played basketball at college and you were a senior your last year, and obviously, you know, you're the guys that people look up to, the freshmen, the guys coming in and play. And this happens for coaching as well. For me, like, I look at players that are older, maybe the seniors, to talk to the younger players and give them words of advice and have them look up to them and say, look, this is how we do things. But I also expect them to follow the rules. And so, like, an Aaron Rodgers or you, if you saw somebody like Aaron that was maybe, I don't know, not that he skipped out of practice early, but just doing something that those guys who are more of the stars of the team doing stuff, would you as a younger player be like, well, why is he telling me to do all this stuff and not drop balls, but yet he's not following any rules as well? Would that be detrimental to you to look up to him as far as what he's telling you, or does it matter?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I, again, no one's ever questioned Aaron's preparedness when he's on the field or when he's there. It's just been more that as he's gotten older, he's stayed away, and the contract negotiations, he stayed away from OTAs. But yeah, I think, would it hurt a guy? Yes. If you try and lead simply by saying it or by showing them your rings or your success in the past, that ain't it. They see it every day in practice. They see in your level of preparedness. They see in how you talk about different things that they're supposed to do. They absolutely positively feel it. Absolutely positively feel it. So, hey, look, Aaron Rodgers called him out. And we'll see, because if you can't deal with that, with Aaron Rodgers saying you've got to be in the right spot and you got to catch the ball when thrown to you, how are you going to do it on Sundays when you have all those other catching a ball from Aaron Rodgers, being in the right place, right time, and then you have a road crowd and a defense trying to take your head off? So I understand that in some parts of society, we allow people to get away with not receiving harsh critique. Football is not one of those parts of society. We can talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount and any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. You won't believe what happened in baseball. Actually, yes, you will. That's baseball. It's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Had a good-looking mama. Never was around. Every day this time of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, we try and capture the ridiculousness of baseball. And when I would say ridiculous, I mean things that just don't make any sense. We call it...
It's time for... That's Baseball.
Well, the Angels found a new way to lose last night in a 2-2 tie with the Mariners... In the top of the ninth inning, runners at the corners, one out. Star rookie Julio Rodriguez hit a line drive to second baseman Luis Renfro. Renfro. He dropped the ball, threw it home where Sam Haggerty caught it and was in a rundown. During the pickle, the pitcher forgot to cover home. So the Mariners scored the eventual winning run. Oh, it wasn't the only time they threw it around the yard in the inning. How's that happen? Well, that's Angels baseball.
That's baseball.
So the Dodgers, who had won, what, 12 in a row before losing a couple now, they lost to the Brewers in extra innings. And they took a lead in the top of the 10th, and they brought in their closer, Craig Kimbrell. Now, Kimbrell, as he's been known to do, loaded the bases and gave up a walk-off hit. It was the fifth time in the last 8 games that Kimbrell has failed to work through a scoreless outing. How do you explain a team that has the best record in baseball, the favorite to win it all, having one of the shakiest closers in the game? That's baseball.
That's baseball.
And finally, the whole idea of that's baseball is bizarre logic that makes only sense because in baseball. And Pedro Martinez nailed it when he said this about who's responsible for Fernando Tatis failing a PED test.
Since he got hurt, San Diego's been on top of him. And this is where I have to give him a pass, because San Diego should have known what this kid is putting on his on his body, whether it was ringworm or whether it was a flu, whether it was whatever he put in his body. He's too valuable to the organization. Now,
hold it.
Yeah.
You're saying in part the Padres are at fault?
The Padres need to know exactly what he puts on 24/7.
So Pedro Martinez blaming the Dodgers for not knowing everything Fernando Tatis was taking explains why he tested positive for PEDs after giving him a 15-year contract? Makes sense. Only in baseball.
That's baseball.
Did Big Poppy give him a bit of a pass, too? I didn't see the pop. I heard Big Poppy give him a bit of a pass, too.
I saw something online that says something like, Dave Ortiz is an idiot, but I didn't see what he said or about what, but...
Gee, that's shocking on Twitter. Someone would say something like that. Someone's an idiot.
I don't get this one. Do you get this? I mean, I don't know. Is it kind of a Dominican Republic taking up for their own here? Because, like, how the heck could the Padres possibly know what Tatis puts in his body every day? Like, what's the solution here? That the Padres watch over him at all times? I mean, how do you even police this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I saw this in the San Diego Union Tribune. And 16 of the last 20 major leaguers suspended for PEDs are from the Dominican Republic. Padres shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr. is the 58th player hit with a doping ban of at least 50 games since 2005. Of those 58, he's the 33rd born in the Dominican Republic. Now, Alex Rodriguez doesn't count because he was actually born in New York from Dominican immigrants. Remember, if you believe Alex Rodriguez about steroids, he went down and got some bole with his cousin when he was in the DR. Since 2017, there have been 20 players sanctioned. 80%, 16 of the 20 are Dominican. Okay. Now, think about this. 80% of the Dominican players on opening day rosters, 99 or just over 10%. So 80% of those caught with PEDs since 2017 are from the Dominican. Only 10% of Dominicans are starters in the league. So here's the thing. I've pointed this out before. This is not... what's it called when you make an assumption about somebody because of their background, country they're from, color of their skin? What's that called when you profiling? This is not profiling per se. This is simply trying to analyze statistical data and figure out why there is this spike. Jay Stu, do you want to offer up any sort of hypothesis? I have one. I just wondered if you wanted to offer up a hypothesis.
I honestly don't know. Because it's typically the guy that's made it to the major leagues. We're talking about guys that are trying to improve their performance. It's not like there are a bunch of former Dominicans that are you know, they come from impoverished situations and they'll do anything to make it. These are guys that have already made it, and they're just adding on to their numbers, I guess. So I don't know, because they all know the rules. Are the rules not communicated to them? Do they know that?
No, that's not it.
If they take it in a foreign country, they could still test in the United States, and it's still
I don't think that's it. That would be you know, questioning their level of aptitude or intelligence. I don't think that. I think, and even Fernando Tatis Jr., I think you do yourself more harm than good when you're disingenuous and you kind of said, like, I didn't know that was in there. I should check. God, my bad. Right? When most of these guys are pretty darn smart. Most of these guys really, really know. And you're trying to get away with something. I would think, again, this is my how. I think that this is very much like other arguments in baseball. In culturally, there's a completely different perception of performance-enhancing drugs. That's it. You know? That, hey, look, we come from a poor country. We love baseball, and this helps us be better at baseball. So we don't care. It's like almost a brazen disregard. Don't care about your rules. We just got to figure out a way to get around them. But, you know, I just think it's a cultural thing from this standpoint where that just, and look, there are people in the United States that sit there and go, like, I like baseball better with PEDs. I like baseball better when they're hitting it out of the yard or whatever. I don't care about the guy. I don't think they don't care about the human being. I just think that they look at baseball, and the whole idea of baseball is to be better than the other guy by any means necessary. And I don't think there's also, it should be pointed out that many of these drugs are sold in pharmacies in the Dominican Republic. So it's not like the States where you got to have a script, you got to have all this stuff to get it or whatever. Like, look, I can walk down the corner and get it. Like, why are we sitting here arguing about it? I don't, you know, it just helps me work harder. You convince yourself of something. I think there's a cultural divide, much like there's a cultural divide in how you celebrate, how you dress, how you look. I think there has to be a cultural divide here because it's the only thing that I know there has been some exploitation from when they're younger players in the Dominican. And guys have these, you know, different teams have their clubs there. And there have been people that exploit players, get them on this stuff, and not only help them make money, but make money because they get their percentage when they get them off the island. This, to your point, Jay Stu, I don't think that's what this is about. Like, this is a guy who was a made guy, had a contract. It's simply like, hey, I'm here to play baseball, hit home runs. Why do you care what I'm putting in my body? I think that's what it was more of. Yes, Ramos.
Your point earlier about not that America's a forgiving country, and a lot of these guys, like, why are you saying that's ringworm? You know, it probably is to their best interest, especially considering that Tatis, for the last year and a half, has been promoted as the face of baseball. I mean, his picture was on the MLB 22 cover, I think, the one before the Shohei Ohtani was on there. Mm-hmm. If he just probably would have said, and I know it's hard to do this, and it's probably easier for me and other people to just say, well, if he just would have said, hey, you know what, I used it because I just wanted to get back, and I apologize, I wanted to help my team, and it was I think America and people would be like, okay, I understand that, but when you have said before, the ringworm, I don't think anybody believes that. And that's where people get really upset. Like, hey, not only was he doing something illegal, but then he's trying to do a ruse all over all of us to make think
that
we're...
I don't even think you need to say get back for your team because that it doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
I think you just go like, hey, look, I took something. I'm solely responsible for what goes into my body. This went into my body. And for whatever, you don't even have to offer a reason. You don't have to care about why I put it in my body. It was in my body. I got caught. I'm going to sit. I'll come back better because of it. I'm never going to get caught using this stuff again. Like, that's the thing about Alex Rodriguez is amazing. Is like, dude got caught twice. How do you get caught twice? But he did.
Now, did you? I had read some comments, real head-scratching stuff from Fernando's father who played in the major leagues. And I think the father was definitely on the juice, but I can't confirm that. He was saying that the specific drug that Tatis has been caught for is a very mild form of PED. He was trying to downplay that baseball shouldn't be banning this drug, which completely, again, takes away from any accountability of his son in this whole thing, that it's a mild form. It doesn't matter. It's on the list. Don't take it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, his dad said it was on the – first he said it was on the because of the fungus caused by a haircut, right?
Yep.
Then it was it's a mild form. Come on, dude. Like, it's a steroid. Everybody knows it. It's an antibiotic steroid. You got caught taking it. But this is why what Fernando Tatis Sr. has done is what we all do for our kids now. We all just make excuses for our kids. Like, kid gets in trouble in school and it's, well, is the teacher being disciplined? Like, what do you mean the teacher being disciplined? What do you mean? So, yeah, so the college football thing, what was it, Brian? It's a ruling.
They're trying to find a way, because I think, and Doug, you've mentioned this so many times, where the NCAA has sort of dropped the ball. And so where can they get a bunch of heavy hitters together that can make decisions for the good of college football that is totally separate from the NCAA? So it's sort of a branching off, if you will, and it's going to be really interesting. I'm sure we'll have time to talk about it in the press.
Yeah, no, I think so as well, obviously, in the press. It's interesting because the college football playoff has never been run by the NCAA. But this is a way for the college football playoff, some board, to have some sort of oversight into the NCAA rules. That's where it gets a little murky. And my guess is if the NCAA can say, hey, yeah, that's our thing, but they got their little side project, they'll keep it that way. I thought this was interesting. Kyle Shanahan, of course, the coach of the Niners, he went on the Pivot podcast. And he had this exchange about deciding between Trey Lance and Mac Jones. Take a listen.
What was it? Like, what, you know, the exact moment when you said, this is the guy? Because that was a bold move.
That's what's funny, because everyone wants to know that exact moment, and you should ask people who have to deal with me. That moment changes every day. Like, because I go, when I have two things I believe in, I always check myself a lot. So, I mean, I always compare it to how I buy houses. Like, when my wife would bring me to a house she loves, I go through the house and I point out every single thing that's wrong with it. Usually by the end of it, she's in tears and she's apologizing to the realtor for how offensive I've been. And then I come out and they're out there and they're like, what do you think? I'm like, oh, I like this one. Let's get this. And they're like, what the hell are you talking about? And I was just like, no, I realized the things that were wrong, so and I know we can fix those three things, so let's go off the potential of this. And that's how I was with him and Mac, because Mac had so much good stuff on tape the way he played, and Trey, I loved what he put on tape. It was a year of football, so it wasn't totally enough, and especially the division. But the more you dive into it, the more I got to know the guy, the more I got to find out some stuff about him, the more I believed in what I didn't see and what I believe we will see.
I feel like those are really interesting but also telling comments, that what he's saying is there's a lot he didn't see but he thinks he can teach, and we still haven't seen him but they're still there. Like, he's painting the picture, and this is also, remember, there was a lot of people who said he liked Mac Jones better, and I think there's a very good chance that he liked Mac Jones better, but he likes what Trey Lance can be. And I think he also got a push from John Lynch, more so because of the upside of a Trey Lance. But it's interesting. My thing on buying houses, guys, is I do that mental checklist the first time. I always go through the house a second time, the second day I go through, and that's when I pick apart all the bad stuff. It's that second day. Because the first day you go in, you're like, man, look at this open living concept. Check out the backyard. Look at where the washer dryer is. Look at the wood. Like, you're just like, just stuff being thrown. You're like, man, look at this street. You start to look at other things that don't matter. Whereas when you come back in, you're like, all right, well, hold on. Let me get this straight here. Okay, the laundry room is where? Oh, the garage is underneath the house. That means I got to walk upstairs with groceries every time. Like, ooh, I don't love that one. Jay Stu, when you go through a house, is it right away? Do you write down notes? What do you do in terms of deciding where you want to live?
To tell you the truth, I've never experienced that. I've been like a lifelong renter, so the subject matter that you're speaking on right now, I have no experience in. But I'm guessing in my case, I would just allow my significant other to make all of the decisions. I don't trust my knowledge of houses, of styles, of what will work for our families. So I would just kind of leave it all to her and then cut the check. That I'm that guy. That's what I did with our...
Shiplap.
Yes. cut the check. I like that one.
What about you, Brian Finley? Because Ramos, he's lived the same place for 20 years.
Well, so but I do have gonna... I do have a point, though. But you can...
Go. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, my point would be, when we were buying our house, we did find a house that we liked, but it was across the street from a park. And I told Suzanne, let's come back on the weekend and check it out. When we did... There was no parking anywhere because everybody was at the park. Families were having parties and stuff. And I knew right there, I go, yeah, this is not something I would like on my weekend.
You didn't want to be by the park. Now, did you want to be by a school?
I would like to have been close, not across the street from a school, because I know with Lucas, his school, it's literally a madhouse in the morning dropping off the kids. And I could tell if that was me across the street with all these 20,000 cars parked in front of it, I'd be like, uh-oh. So close by, yes, but not directly across the street, no.
Go ahead, B.
So I base upon where I live, where the closest dog sitter is. So I have a dog, and I'm thinking to myself, well, if I'm out of town doing a trip or I'm here, I need somebody to keep an eye on my dog. So, you know, some people are looking for, like for Ramos or even Doug, the closest best school. I'm looking for the most convenient dog sitter who I trust. And that's why I ended up just where I ended up, which is just south of the airport. And it's easy. It's comfortable. Now, the rest of my family, Doug, has moved to Texas in the last year, so they've left me. I am here by myself with my dog and girlfriend, and they've all done the Texas exodus, but I'm here, so at least there's somebody back here.
Okay, none of you guys gave me anything. Ramos probably was the best.
Thank you.
But I need to live near a good dog sitter?
Yes. It's important. Because, like, if you're going
there's
on,
not good dog sitters everywhere?
I mean, ones that will take your dog and you can have the dog live with that person while you're gone. So, like, if you're gone for a week, it's not just that they'll come and visit you and take the dog out a couple of times a day, but it's like that dog becomes part of the family. And that dog becomes part of their other dogs in their backyard. That, to me, is everything. Because I think that my dog, I mean... Just short of a human. I mean, maybe it is a human, Doug. I mean, and that's... I mean, I treat the dog like it's a child of mine. I don't have kids yet, but yeah, I can't believe I'm just admitting all this right now. It's embarrassing.
How do you feel about that?
I feel embarrassed. I'm bashful. I'm glowing in redness here, but it's the truth. I'm just telling you how I base it upon.
My last housing decision, I brought my son, who was 11, I think, at the time, or maybe 12, 11 at the time. And I said one was by the beach and one was, probably, you know, it's like 5 minutes from the beach, but has a yard and a pool. And I let him decide. And it was probably a bad financial decision because the one by the beach was money. But, you know, that was kind of the decision that was made in that way. But generally, when I buy a house, yeah, I fine-tooth comb it. I'm rough that second day as well. I'm not as rough the first day. I do not consider dog sitters, although maybe that should go on the list. And I actually like the idea of living across from park. My thought on the park is, like, do you have some dudes sleeping at the park or some stuff going on late at night? Those are the things but the idea of having a park, like, man, especially in California when you don't have a huge yard, where you can go out and just go play in the park. If it's a safe one, that's the one.
By the way, watching all of those shows on, like, the Home Network shows, that is the biggest thing that people always say. The very first thing out of everyone's mouth on all these shows is, oh, I love this open concept. That is whatever. It's like the biggest thing. It's like the open concept, which means what? One large room, right?
If it's too open, if it's too open,
it's just one room. It's like one gigantic.
Yeah, plus you can't have private conversations. Everything's just loud, right? Everything's just.
What was that, Doug? You're like right down the hall. Like,
can't do it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no, 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 no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great week. We are nine sleeps away from college football. Is that right? Man. Backyard Brawl kicks it off on the first. Backyard Brawl is West Virginia and Pittsburgh. Wow. Central Michigan's going to take on Oklahoma State on Fox Sports 1 in that Week 0 game. Remember last time Central Michigan took on Oklahoma State? That was that crazy, crazy ending where Oklahoma State had the game won, threw the ball. Mason Rudolph was told to throw the ball up in the air. Procedure penalty led to Central Michigan getting one last chance with the ball, and they threw a touchdown pass. That really happens. That's a rematch of that game. So some really fun stuff in Week 0. Let's get to the press.
The press.
Brian Finley, what do you got?
Yes, Doug, I know you have touched on this a little bit, but this is just coming out in the last hour. So according to ESPN, 11 college presidents and chancellors who make up what is the College Football Playoff's Board of Managers, they got on a Zoom on Monday to try to figure out a way to potentially create a different ruling body for college football that is not associated with the NCAA. So, Doug, in essence, these are discussions in the early stages, considered a marathon endeavor to pull this off, but perhaps a way to annex from the NCAA, and maybe it's college football playoff that takes over.
Well, I mean, like, look, this is something that's been in the works for a couple of years, and the issue with it is that in the NCAA, the voting rights are the same school to school, regardless of the power of that school or college football, whatever. So it's like the Senate. And they believe it should be more like the House of Representatives. And so now those 11 schools are threatening to break off, much like Texas tried to break off at one point in time. So it will be interesting to see what happens next.
As far as what's next, the NBA put out their schedule for the regular season. Doug, and I wanted to ask you about the new schedule, and that there are 55 baseball style series now in the NBA for this upcoming year, where the road team is going to play the same team twice without travel. What do you think about that and the way they're kind of morphing into baseball a little bit as far as scheduling?
I think that's obviously going to be better. It saves you money, right? Because fewer flights. I think it'll be easier on your body because you don't have to constantly move. But that second game's going to be a war, man, because you're going to know everything the other team does and all their tendencies, and there's no but it'll also save time in scouting and some of that other stuff. So I think it's really interesting. I don't think it changes attendance in any way. I don't know what it does for the watchability of it. I mean, it'd be the second game is the easiest game on earth for you to call as a broadcaster. That's obviously what in my brain, like, dude, you don't even need to do notes. You watch the game, and the second time you're going to feel like the smartest man on earth. But it's definitely an interesting way of doing it.
Last one for me, Doug. Speaking of watchability, what do you think the numbers are going to be for the NBA with those five Christmas games that they just announced today, and they're going head-to-head with the NFL as they've got three games on that day, too?
Wait, say it one more time.
The watchability of those five NBA games that they said are going to be on Christmas Day, and that they're willing to go head to head with the NFL.
They'll be watchable. There's just no way people aren't going to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not giving away Christmas Day because NFL games aren't always going to be on Christmas Day. But once the NFL is on Christmas Day, like, that's a wrap. Look what the NFL put Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Tom Brady on Christmas Day. That's a wrap in terms of the ratings. Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, continued thanks to Dan Beyer for setting up our Ditch Day Oaks. Shout out to John Ramos, who, bit of a sandbagger. He's better than, hey, I'm left-handed. And Jason Stewart's just a good time. Reminds of when he played golf with Rome. It's Doug Gottlieb Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.